Support for GLT comes from Bloomington Public Library, now offering a local podcast, Shelf Understanding. Past topics include the tiny house movement, virtual reality, an interview with author Eric Larson, and more. Shelf Understanding is available at bloomingtonlibrary.org, through iTunes, or wherever you get your podcasts. This is 89.1 GLT and WGLT.org.
Taking care of your plants is only one part of the equation in looking after your yard. I'm Laura Kennedy, and this is GLT's Grow, your source for practical gardening advice from our expert in the field, from the Illinois State University School of Biological Sciences and curator of the Fell Arboretum. It's Patrick Murphy. Hello, Murph.
Laura, good day.
Today on GLT's Grow, it is a good day because Murph has advice on caring for garden furniture. And, you know, there's a whole slew of different styles of furniture, different materials out there. So, you know, we need to be up on the best way to keep that stuff looking good and lasting.
That's right. And it's costly, and you don't want to have to repurchase it all the time.
Oh, yeah.
And it's not too late. So if it's still sitting outside, I can give you some tips on how to preserve your investment.
Mm-hmm.
And besides, you know, you do all that hard work in your garden. You reward yourself and your family first and your guests last. And this is where it all takes place a lot of times, is in the outdoor furnished areas of the landscape.
Okay.
So what I've done to try and make it easy for everyone is to group it into some categories. And I'd like to start with teak and the hardwoods. That includes ipe.
Ipe, I've never heard of.
Ipe is like a nautical wood, but it's oftentimes found in very nice high-end furniture.
Oh, like at the Yacht Club.
Like at Thurston Howell's house.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. So all of these wooden-type furnitures are best maintained with a mild soapy water to kind of prepare yourself to go on to the next step.
Mm-hmm.
You could do the mild soapy water and stop right there, but you're missing an important step in preserving the grain that furniture is made out of. After you have done your initial soapy water light preparatory cleanup, if you found some spots where there's maybe scratches on the armrests where the wedding ring taps every time you sit down, or if maybe one of your guests had a pair of pruners on their belt or a pocket knife clipped onto their pocket and it left a big scratch, well, you can soften that scratch with some light grit sandpaper or even the triple aught steel wool. That's the softest steel wool. It doesn't even scratch glass.
Wow.
And bird droppings on all furniture is a big issue because it's very dirty. It's very unhygienic.
It's gross.
It's gross. And it leaves a stain. And this is one way to get that stain off of the top layers of the fiber or the material that the furniture is made out of. After you've done this surface preparation, now you're ready to apply either tung oil or teak oil. Teak oil is best for teak. Tung oil works on teak. It works on all hardwoods, and it works on the ipe also.
Okay,
works
tung
on
oil.
Any wood.
Hey.
Tung oil.
Yeah. All right.
T-U-N-G.
Oh, that kind. Okay.
That kind of tung oil. And, you know, a little bit goes a long way. You can dilute it with mineral spirits, you know, to make it kind of runny and to make it absorb easier into the wood.
Good tip.
And I think it's best to do this at the end of the season rather than to start your season doing this, because after you've applied the oil, whatever kind, to the wood, you can't sit down right away in that furniture. You've got to let it be absorbed and let it dry. So a great time to do that is when you're putting it away. That way, when the spring gets here, you whip the chairs out and you put your keister in it and off to the, you know, you're having fun right away. For best results, you want to also get your cushions and stuff like that stored indoors and wrapped up. That's really common sense on the cushions. It's not as detailed as the wood.
You're listening to GLT's Grow, our weekly gardening show for those who like to get their hands dirty. This week, we're making sure our garden furniture lasts.
That's right, Laura. And one of the things that we love about garden furniture and that we want to last is its color. So, you know, cedar has a color.
Mm-hmm.
The teak certainly has a golden brown color. If you use the teak oil on your teak furniture, not the same for tung oil, but teak oil has a UV protectant in there that prevents the sun. It does just as much damage as the grit and grime and things like that that accumulate on our furniture.
Okay.
When it comes to wood furniture, pressure washing is a terrible idea.
Oh.
And the pressure washers, unless it's very, very low pressure, which would be the pressure out of the end of a garden hose, that's okay.
Okay, but no professional.
Pressure washing is not a good idea because it can mar the wood. It can leave like little worm tracks. They appear to be little squiggles from where the end of the sprayer
gotcha.
Is too close to the wood or there's too much force. But it also injects water into the fibers, and then it can take a very long time to dry out, and you could basically inoculate your wood with the properties necessary for it to start decaying and rotting.
Oh my goodness.
By using the pressure washer. So don't do that.
Okay. Well, what if we have like concrete?
Concrete and the hard cast pieces, they're very forgiving. And there's a preference and taste issue here because some of the cement wear that you see in the landscape, over time it starts to age and the mold and sap falls from trees and little particles of dirt and mold, they attach themselves to the cement or hardware, stoneware bench or furniture. And it looks neat. Some people like that character. So, but if it's something that you're still going to put yourself on and your guests on, you want to at least keep the seat areas and the places where the hands and forearms touch the furniture, keep those clean. This is different than the other natural products because you can use the power washer. You can also use soapy water.
Mm-hmm.
And you can also use a vinegar and water combination, a 4-to-1 water, 4 parts water, 1 part vinegar. And that'll help break up some of that grit that's on there. And you can just dump it on there and rub it around with a little brush and spray it off and you're done.
That sounds very low maintenance. I like that.
It is way low maintenance. Now, on the other side of the spectrum is wicker.
Okay.
Wicker's awesome. I love wicker furniture.
Sure. It's very Victorian. It's gorgeous.
And it comes in different colors. Wicker is the description of reeds and plant fibers woven into a form. And it's, I think it's very versatile because you can use it inside or outside. And it's light enough that you can pick it up and move it inside if it's raining, you know. And it has a lot of great selling points, in my opinion. Regular dusting with a soft cloth or a fiber duster, and that's something that has like a rigid bristle that's soft on the end, a leaf blower, the brush head on a shop vac, like, you know, if you got the shop vac for the carpet in the car, it works great on getting the dust and everything out of those little nooks and crannies in the wicker.
And needless to say, you don't want to be leaving that out in the wintertime. You can leave your concrete out, but you can't leave that out.
Yeah, it's not a good idea to, even if you have covers on it, because it can absorb moisture that's just in the air, especially
yes.
here in the Midwest. Today, it's fog city. If you had wicker outside on a day like today, with all this fog and moisture in the air, a lot of it would be absorbed by the wicker.
Right.
And it's a challenge to have enough room in one's home to bring all the outdoor furniture inside, you know, so choose wisely, grasshopper, when you pick your wicker. Now, the dry cleanup we talked about on the wicker, you want to also use a warm water or mild soapy water and wipe them annually. And again, if you can do that at the end of the season, you might be able to uncover them and put them right to use in the spring. You want to let them dry completely before putting them in storage, sitting on them, covering them. It needs to dry because the wicker, like we said, it's reed and plant fiber, and,
right.
and it'll hold water and it can rot quickly. And, you know, wicker couches and love seats with the big arms and stuff, they get a little bit of wear. There's some surface area there. And when a person sits down or gets up from their seat, they put lots of pressure on, and those are spots where the wicker can degrade. You can fix those areas just by kind of pushing the wicker back up with a screwdriver or something and put some wood glue on it, and after you're cleaned up, you've done your repairs too.
Great. Wonderful advice, Murph. Thank you so much on that. Now, next week on GLT's Grow, we're going to be looking at the reasons why a tree must be cut down. If you've got a gardening question or problem you'd like Murph to tackle, you can just go to our website, wglt.org/grow. There's a form there to fill it out. Send it along to us, and maybe we'll have your question on the air. We'd love to hear from you, wglt.org/grow.